And now Horn. Stewart wants it. And looks for Amakachi!
It's a grand old team to play for. It's a grand old team to support. And if you know your history, it's enough to make your heart go whoa.
Hello and welcome back to the Grand Old Team podcast. I'm Adam Partington. Now, as you know, we've had no Everton this weekend, which might be a good thing depending on who you speak to. So Groucho asked if we could do something a little bit different for the podcast. And a few years ago, he set up a section on our forum over at grandoldteam.com for people to come on and talk about some of the issues they're facing. This was in the wake of the tragic death of Gary Speed, and it's been really helpful for some people. I think there's over 600 pages on the forum for this thread. So I agreed, anyway, that it would be a good idea to do a little podcast dedicated to it. So obviously I'm joined by my sidekick now, Dave the Rave, Groucho, to discuss this further and have a little chat and find out a little bit more about this. So Dave, happy Sunday. How you doing?
Yeah, oh, no, not so bad. As you know, sent you the photo before my son's attacked the biscuit tin and I've had a clean up job, but apart from that, it's been all right.
I know, it sounds like chaos. Well, you did spend a little bit of time telling me more about having kids, and you've frightened me to death, and I might just stick with cats now forever, because they are far easier to maintain, I think. Although mine's got this thing. He's got this weird thing where he's sick a lot, but he's healthy. He's a healthy cat, and he doesn't lose any weight.
Might be
but
a
he's
hairball.
Sick. Maybe, but no, he eats his food dead quick, and then I'll watch him, and then he'll walk off, and he'll be sick. But the point is that every now and again, I'll wake up in the morning and walk in the sick. It happens more than it should do, and you know, I kind of feel like this is getting me ready for kids, maybe in a way, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, so let's get.
When the babies, they vomit for nothing.
Do they?
It's so on board. I'll just have a puke. Hang on. And then, it's just something that they do.
But they don't give you any warning, though, do they?
No, nice I'm just watching. Oh, yeah, okay, as I was saying before, you know,
Oh, God. It frightens me to death. So, this podcast, then, is a little bit different, as it's the international break.
Yeah.
And you came up with this idea, Groucho, I believe, which was following, as I said, the suicide of Gary Speed, which was extremely sad. So I suppose the best place to start, mate, would be with you telling us a little bit about your idea and how did it come about almost.
What it was, I think the Blue Room a few months ago when it was it Mental Health Awareness Day. And the reason I wanted to, I know I've spoken about it, but I think it'd be good now that we've got a sort of our own podcast and our own sort of audience who will probably know about the mental health thread rather than just maybe dipping into someone else's podcast thinking, well, what's he talking about there? I wanted to do it now partly because, like you said, there's an international break and, you wouldn't really have much to discuss other than the daily change in odds of who's the new manager. But Mental Health Awareness Day is, I'm not knocking it, it's a great thing. But for me, people who've got mental issues, there's another 364 mental health days of the year. And people see it coming up on social media going, we've got to do something, help people or whatever. And I think sometimes once that mental health day goes away, people just accidentally forget because you've got, sometimes it seems like there's an awareness day for everything, doesn't it? So the next day, what's today's no smoking day? So I just wanted to, keep it impressing people's minds, it's not Mental Health Awareness Day, but you can still look out for the signs in other people, if you know what I mean. The idea behind the thread, I think I said a few people, I thought I was going to get absolutely slated for it. It was just one Saturday night, going back to kids actually, my wife had postnatal depression, and I just watched the struggle, and it's not that there was no help, there was plenty of help, but it was getting it and it was waiting for it. The GPs were absolutely great with it. She was referred to counselling, which was fine, but there was a wait. I think she got fast-tracked because they do that with postnatal depression, or at least they did then, as far as I can remember. I might have the detail wrong on that, but she didn't wait as long as some people can. Sometimes you can be referred for counselling, and wait 6 months. If someone's not feeling tip top, 6 months is a long time to wait, and then you can get worse. You know, some people don't necessarily want to go on tablets. Tablets aren't, or everyone's different. You know, for example, tablets might work for me, not for you. Someone might need both. Someone might just need counselling. You know, everyone is different. A lot of the things that we get in the thread, people are frightened to. You know, they think, oh, I don't want to go to the doctor. They'll just drug me. It's not about that. The first thing that the doctors will do is talk to you, and then they will refer you for counselling. If you're obviously having a complete meltdown in the doctors, you know, they might give you something for your own benefit, you know. But it people do get frightened of, you know, I don't want to be, you know, out cold. I don't want to be, you know, medicated. I think people need to get away from that. I think that's a big off-putting thing, going to the doctors. But I was sat there one Saturday night, watched their struggle, just felt helpless, basically. Coupled with Gary Speed killing himself a couple of months previous to that. Might even have been a full year, actually.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember the exact time scale, but it had happened a little bit before. And I remember that for some, not for some unknown reason, obviously, because, you know, when I was a kid, you know, I was one of the idols and all that. But it really did affect me, made me think. I thought, how could somebody who's got all that, you know, just go and hang himself and leave him, his wife to go and find his body? You know, just thought it can happen to anybody. So a combination of just thinking about that, men don't really talk. We had a platform where we get, let's face it, Football Forum is going to be predominantly men, isn't it? But suicide is one of the highest killers of young men. So I thought, look, if we just basically, I was just trying to encourage people to go and get help, you know, rather than sit there, suffer in silence, and coupled with the struggle I'd seen wife go through. Posted it, went to bed, got up the next day, and all of a sudden it had just taken off like that. I thought, the people are going to tell me, oh, shut up, Dave, you know, what are you doing? You know, delete this and all that. And it was just exactly the opposite thing. It was people have embraced it, they've taken it, they've run with it. I mean, I only started it. Everybody else has carried it on. I can't take all the credit for that. I just came up with the idea. The people who use that, and even if they don't use it, people who've read it and gone to the doctors because of it, that's great. I've got nothing to do with that. That's just the great work of the people who post in there daily. You know, it's everybody who's ever used that thread, pat on the back to every single one of them.
Why do you think you felt a little bit apprehensive about starting the thread?
Probably because, for the same reason that I wanted to start it, I thought, can we talk about this? Should we really be talking about this? You know, you should feel all right, pull yourself together and all that, you know, all the wrong things that you shouldn't think about mental health, you know. But I just assume that that's the attitude everybody would take. You know, what are you on about? What are you doing there? You know, forget it. This, thought this was an Everton site and all that, you know. But it was, I was pleased. Do you know, not just because people weren't telling me to shut up. I just thought, I can't be alone in thinking this. So it's just been a really great thing. We had one. He's since died. He was cancer sufferer. I can't remember his name. I think it was WBN61 was his username. Pretty random, but I think his name was Mike. I can't remember the specifics. He used that as a way of sort of coping. And he would post it. He was open about what he had. He knew he didn't have long left. And you know what? He was the most positive person. The amount of people... He knew he was dying, and he knew he was dying soon. The amount of people that he helped in there was absolutely gobsmacked. I don't think... I'm still gobsmacked about it now. I mean, I think it was over a year ago he died. But it blew me away, the strength he had.
Yeah, no, God, I can only imagine what the poor fellow was going through.
I think it helped him knowing that he was helping other people.
So, Grand Old Team published an anonymous email then from a reader.
That's right.
I think from the email, it was clear that the thread had prevented a suicide from occurring.
We have actually had a couple, but this was just the one that Danny published.
That must have made you feel exceptionally proud, mate. The fact that
it did. If it stopped one, if it only ever helped one person, it was worth it. But it's off the record, because obviously people don't want, you know, names for obvious reasons. It's helped. We've had a few cases like that. We've, you know, albeit anonymous, we've helped a few people. And it really is nice just knowing that, okay, my wife was having a bit of a struggle. That's all dealt with now. But because she was going through something and I spoke up, more people have now gone to get help.
Do you know what, mate? I think the internet gets a lot of flack, and rightly so, for some things. But I think what it's allowed us to do, without getting too deep, is communicate and build relationships with people who we otherwise wouldn't have been able to. And I think this is a prime kind of example, where you can have a connection with people that you've, you know, and build friendships and relationships with, positive relationships with people who you wouldn't have been able to previously, and in a way that strangely allows you to get quite personally in this respect. I mean, to talk about these issues, but I think because as well, especially with the football forum, you know, there can be that level of, you know, you can be discreet in terms of who you are, but then express yourself in a way that you need to. I think it's actually a really, really positive thing, and it just made me think about it as you were talking about that. You know, how good that is now that we're able to do that. You know,
that's it, and that's another thing that I wanted to mention as well. Being positive, I think sometimes people don't know how to deal with somebody who they think may be depressed. You know, say someone you work with, or a friend, or a family member, and you know they might not feel great. Then you go and say to them, oh, how are you doing? You know, what's the matter? All maudlin. What they actually need you to do is, I'm not saying crack jokes every 5 minutes, but you don't need to walk on eggshells around them. And I think sometimes people think that they have to treat them like they're at a funeral, you know, rather than just saying, aye, aye, you know, what's going on with you? You're not up to much. Have a proper conversation. Because if you talk to them direct, you'll probably get more direct answers rather than trying to skirt around where you're a bit airy-fairy about what you're saying, you're not really asking them anything, and eventually you'd end up just talking about absolutely nothing, whereas probably, you know, you need to sort of say, get them to the doctors or get them seen, or at least, you know, help them in some other way that you can. And also, that brings me on to it's getting on for Christmas, and this might be, you know, just goes out the window for some, because people tend to get busy and around the time getting presents, this, that and the other. But some people that they might put a brave face on in work, or when you see them, they might go home to an absolute nightmare. They might live on their own. They might not have any contact outside. You know, they might just put on a brave face. So when you see them, if they're not looking, it's handy to know the signs, basically. You know, if someone's withdrawn, it's sometimes it can be obvious, sometimes people don't give any signs, but if you're noticing obvious things like, you know, someone's withdrawn, they're miserable, they're not getting into anything, they could just be sitting there very, very quiet for a prolonged period of time, go and say, you know, what's happening with you, you know, how are you, just speak to them. You never know, that might just make all the difference to them, and you might actually get something out of them. Or, you know, sometimes people just have up and downs, you know, just because someone's down doesn't necessarily mean they're depressed. It could just be the daily struggle of life that everyone's got, you know.
So how do you deal, how do you see that, mate? Because how can I put this? So where is that line, you know, in terms of,
it's generally, I mean,
we all genuinely have, you know, days where you know, you feel a little bit under the weather, you don't feel that enthusiastic about what you're doing, maybe, you know, work's tough, you may be having a little bit of an issue with the person you're with, your partner. How do we distinguish between that and genuine, not that that isn't, you know what I'm getting at?
I mean, a certain level of anxiety is normal. You know, you wouldn't be normal if you didn't have a tiny bit of it, and not every day's perfect. Some days you just think, oh, I want to go back to bed, you know, and I've had enough for today, I wish it was tomorrow already. When you go to the doctors, if you think you have it, or maybe you go with someone that you think needs it, whatever. They have what's called, when I worked on the hospital wards, we had, it was called a hospital acquired depression score, HAD score, the GPs use a similar one. It's not in the hospital, but the questions are the same. And it's basically, they fill in a questionnaire about you while you sat in front, providing that you give honest answers, obviously. But it's things like, you know, are you eating? Are you off your food? Are you sleeping too little? Are you sleeping too much? And there's about 18 questions from memory. It's been a while since I've used it. I haven't got one in front of me right now. But they'll go through all that. And at the bottom, it gives a sort of severity, if you like. Now, it's not an exact science, obviously, because you can't really measure how someone feels without being them. You know, it's whatever they say it is. But there's usually generally a good idea that there's certain classic signs of depression. You know, there's being withdrawn, crying for no reason, dark thoughts, that sort of thing. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that you'd have to, it doesn't mean that someone's suicidal. Of course, there's varying degrees of it. But they do have diagnostic tools, as it were. It's just in the form of a very, very specific questionnaire that they go through with you. For the casual observer, obviously, you know, you might just look at someone and say, God, you know, is Gob's on the floor today? What's he doing? He might just be having a bad day. If it's prolonged, that's when you'd usually see, you know, like a sort of change in personality. They might be angry, they might be touchy, they might be on edge, that sort of thing. It's difficult to say, but generally, you know what your mates are like, don't you? You know what's normal for them, just like you know what's normal for a family member or even yourself. It sometimes can be difficult to recognise when it's yourself, because you sort of fall into it. If not, nothing specific has triggered it, you know, like an event, if it's just the way that you're feeling, you know, which can be depression.
I was gonna say, just on that event thing that you brought up there, you know, how much is do you see a lot of people within the thread that these issues have been brought on by trauma, the loss of somebody close to them, or you know, a collapse of maybe the structure? Because Molly, my wife's a mental health nurse, and she obviously deals with a whole range of issues linked to mental health, from everything from psychosis to depression. And one of the things that she says is incredibly important, just after, you know, the brief conversations that I've had with her in the past, of some of the causes of some of the patients that she has. She says, you know, some of the things we like to do is one, routine is important, trying to establish that routine, trying to install maybe and a bit of exercise and get people active again. That seems to help. You know, trying to ensure that they're getting enough sleep, diet as well. But how many people in the thread that come up are, you know, have issues, mate, that are brought up because of things that have happened in their lives?
Quite a few of the people who talk about events. The ones that stick in my mind are the ones where someone's lost a job,
right?
Or the, you know, that's caused then, you know, some sort of breakdown, you know, relationship could go up the wall as a result. A lot of the ones that get me are that, because that's no fault of their own whatsoever. You know, they want to be working.
Yeah.
They want to be out there. All of a sudden, no job. And then the lives are ruined.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
that brings on all the other stresses, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, you lose your job, all of a sudden you've got financial issues, you know, that puts a strain on your relationship. You can't provide for your children in the way that you're able to before, and you can see how these issues start to spiral, you know, a little bit out of control.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it can be anything, you know. I mean, for example, it everyone's individual, everyone's different, and that's the thing, you know. Someone losing the job might see that as an opportunity, and they might go and get another job because they didn't like it. Someone else, it might be the absolute worst thing in the world. Sometimes as well, it can be stupid, insignificant things to you, but to someone else, it'll be the most important thing in the world. And that's where your counselling, the talk and therapy, they call it, that's where that is very, very useful. Because they give you, you know, tools, they go through exercises with you. They sort of try and change your way of thinking about things rather than, you know, thinking of something and obsessing over it, and then you create your own worry, and then that spirals out of control. That's where the counselling comes in useful. It helps people deal with things rather than just completely blind panic about things, and that's where you end up with your anxiety, your depression. It's unusual to see them separate. You don't normally get anxiety on its own or depression on its own. You generally get people with depression and anxiety at the same time.
Yeah, you know, I do think that, and you know, stop me if you disagree, that we've, as a society, we've made some really big strides in this area. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes we're very quick to not individually, David, not me and you specifically, yeah. But I just think as a generalisation, we're very quick to sometimes maybe not give ourselves the credit we deserve. And I'm mm-hmm. not saying that we're perfect again as a collective, but yeah. But do you think that we've made some strides, and do you think that people who do potentially have these issues feel now that it is easier to talk about this stuff?
I would, personally, from my experience, I would say so.
Yeah,
I think people are a lot more aware now than they were. Whether that's the general public being aware and filtering that down to people who are depressed needing to go and get help, I think we still have to encourage people to go and do that. I still think there is a certain stigma attached to it, but I think that's mainly by people who suffer from it. Other people who's, you know, your general everyday bod walking outside who's perfectly healthy, they might not have a problem with it. You know, depression, for example, oh, how's that going? Talk to you about it. You know, I hope you're feeling all right, etc. The sufferer might just want to sit there and curl up in a ball. I think it getting the message through to people who need treatment as well is something that we need to work on. Awareness is fantastic. You know, like we were saying before, Mental Health Awareness Day, even the thread that we're talking about now and everybody who's used it, people are aware. People know how to talk about things better, I think, but they need to go and get the help if they're suffering. I think that needs a bit of work myself.
Yeah, I think as well, it just brought me round in my mind to the situation with Lennon how great it's been to see him back playing again, you know, after the issues that he had, which was, what, 6 months ago now, was it?
Oh, yeah, you mean he could have just been another Gary Speaker, couldn't he?
He could have.
All of a sudden,
that's another area where people have stopped saying things now like, oh, you know, how can these guys be in this situation when they earn this cash? I don't hear or see those things as much anymore, and I think again that speaks to maybe, you know, the direction that we've moved in as a society. Mm-hmm. You know, and we have made improvements there, but look, mate, listening to you talk with regards to the thread, let's just return to that for a second. Mm-hmm. Makes me I was chuffed when Danny asked me to get involved with the site, and I really am very, very proud of the work that you guys have done. I think it's terrific, and the community on Grand Old Team is something that's quite special, and I think this just kind of highlights it, you know. So you've done exceptionally well with it, so I suppose well in.
Thank you very much, but as I say, it's the people who use it on a daily basis that they deserve at least as much credit as me, if not more. You know, they're the ones that keep it. As I say, I just flick the on switch. Everybody else has used it. And it's been great that people have. You know, recognising, you know, signs in yourself and other people, I think, is the main thing. And to go and get treatment. What I'd say to people, if just to take away from this and the thread, or on the subject in general, the main thing is go and get help. If you think there's something wrong with you or a friend, a family member, or even just someone you know, first of all, talk to them about it. If it's you, go to your doctor and talk to them about it. People are frightened of being medicated. They won't throw you on tablets immediately. People still have a fear of that. That won't happen. I can't promise that you'll come away cured. You'll feel like you've they always say, don't do the first steps, the hardest. It is. Once you've made it, there's no looking back. You know, from my personal experience, funnily enough, I must have been about a year ago now. I was waking up in the middle of the night. And my kids, absolutely fine, they sleep right through. I was waking up between 1 and 3 o'clock in the morning, absolutely in a state, agitated, panicking. I've never smoked. I drink about once a fortnight, so it wasn't that. And I thought, I can't carry on like this. I wrote all the things down. I felt a little bit low as well, but I thought maybe that was just because of the disturbed sleep. Went to me doctor, because I thought, if I've got this thread, I've got to take my own advice, I suppose, haven't I? I thought, I better go to the doctor. Walked into the doctor. He said, what's the matter? And I better stop crying. And I wasn't crying about anything. I couldn't even tell you now what I was crying about. I don't cry. I'm not a crier. You know, I'm not one of those people who goes around whinging about anything, you know, at the drop of a hat. I started crying and couldn't stop. And I really, really do not know why. Anyway, I was referred to the counsellors, which there was a bit of a wait for. And it was the best thing I've ever done. It was fantastic. So what the... I'm not trying to turn this into an All About Me show. But what I would like people to take away from this is, if you think there's something wrong, go and get help. Go see your doctor. It's really nothing to be frightened of. You should be on the road to recovery after that. It's not easy, but it's better than sitting there suffering. Don't suffer in silence. And if you think someone else is, go and try and help them. It's not rocket science, but I think it's taken, like you say, people are a bit better these days, but it's taken a long time to get to this point, and there is still work to do. But whatever you do, the worst thing to do is sit there and suffer in silence. Just go and get help.
Yeah, and how's the good lady now?
Oh, fine.
Yeah?
Absolutely fine. She's great, yeah. I'm fine. You know, it's tickety-boo.
Good stuff. Well, no, you know, it was good to have this conversation. I haven't been through the thread in any great detail, but I'll take I'll go back through it and have a little look.
Yeah, it's a long one. I think it was December 2012.
It was, yeah. As I say, 600 pages worth of talking, but that just shows again the importance of it. And I'll just echo your thoughts as well. Dave, you know, it's important to be able to talk and recognize when you've got these issues, and then I think try and again, you know, just the I'm not about a qualified like my wife is, but you know, it just sounds like trying to really think about the behaviors that can, as you say, and doing the things that can make you feel better. And working towards that slowly, if needed.
It is a slow process. There is no overnight fix for it.
No.
You know, even if somebody does need antidepressants, you've got to wait a fortnight at least before they start working. But it's not a quick fix. But at least I suppose that way there is an end in sight, rather than sitting there, you know, being terrified of absolutely everything at home on your own. People sometimes say they feel prisoners inside their own mind when they've got it. And I suppose that's exactly what it is, because, you know, they live, they exist, but they've got no enjoyment of life. And if you can't enjoy life, you know, where's the point? So that's really the main thing is, help someone or go and get help if it's you. It's simple, you know, but it's getting people to go and do it.
Yeah. Well, if I hope this podcast helps anyway for anybody that might be listening, that might be having these issues, go and seek out somebody to talk to. And as Groucho says as well, if you know you've got a family member or a friend that you think might be going through any of these issues, then obviously reach out and have that conversation. Yes, thank you, Groucho, much appreciated, mate.
Thank you for that as well.
No problem. Tomorrow I'm going to be having a conversation with David Weir, and we all know David Weir has obviously played for Everton for quite a while, made over 230 appearances, was club captain, and can't wait for that. Going to have a little conversation for the podcast, and then hopefully try and get over to Notts Forest's training ground at some point to have with Brendan to do a video chat with him. But looking forward to that, so that'll be up on the podcast this week.
Bring Kieran Dowell back in the boot of your car with you, kidnap him, bring him back.
I'm going to have a chat with David Weir tomorrow and say, you know, get him back to us, we could do with him. coming back. But it'll be good to get an update from somebody who watches Dal every single day. So that's going to be brilliant. I'm really looking forward to that. And as ever, thank you for listening to the Grand Old Team podcast. Remember to subscribe and let us know if you enjoy what we do. See ya.
It's a grand old team to play for. It's a grand old team to support. And if you know your history, it's enough to make your heart go, whoa.